Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 171 for Friday morning, December 4th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were trending lower Friday morning after a report by Statistics Canada greatly exceeded production estimates for Canadian canola. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $5 lower, with the January contract coming in at $470.50 per ton. That's down $4.80. Heading into today's report, most traders pegged the 2015-16 canola crop between 14.5 to 16.2 million tons. However, this morning's report by StatsCan put production estimates at 17.2 million tons, much higher than expected. The near-term January contract promptly dropped $8 per ton, however, has since recovered some of those losses. The Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed futures were both lower, which contributed to this morning's decline. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker, which limited the losses somewhat. Heading into today, many traders had already exited long contracts, anticipating a bearish outlook to the report, and that softened the blow for many investors. Canola crush margins have also greatly improved over the past few weeks, which helped as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the States, U.S. grain prices rose in early trading Friday. Due to investor short covering in corn and wheat markets, soybeans slipped. Prices for corn and wheat extended gains, climbing after posting some serious advances in the previous session. A weaker U.S. dollar on Thursday had spurred some of that short covering. Soybeans are up 3 cents, with the January contract at $9.01 per bushel. The weak economic signals from China were also bearish for soybeans. Exports were relatively lukewarm as well. Corn was 4 cents higher, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.74 per bushel. While it may appear as though corn has dropped quite a bit, the actual number of trades was relatively few. Wheat was 3 cents higher. The most frequently traded March contract came in at $4.80 per bushel. As we said previously, the grain prices rose due to investor short covering, while the weaker U.S. dollar was bullish for wheat. Over in the Black Sea region, cheap exports of wheat from Russia were bearish for the U.S. market as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, December 4th. In Winnipeg, I'm Dave Sims.